Well, it's finally here. 17 weeks of regular season football, followed by 3 weeks of playoffs, have all led to this. A showdown in the Arizona desert, absurdly expensive commercials, a dash of controversy over said commercials, and parties that will bring in fans and non-fans alike. Aside from cheap beer and somebody's aunt's famous recipe that gets dusted off each year come February, there's one real mainstay of the Super Bowl party. Gambling. That's a YouTube video from last year's Super Bowl posted by Kevin Katz. As the third quarter was winding down, the Broncos scored, throwing off somebody's bet. This kind of end-of-quarter game is popular at Super Bowl parties. It's commonly known as a pool.
And it's basically a grid with 100 squares, and there's numbers 0 through 9 on one end and 0 through 9 on the other. And it's 100 bucks in the pot, and each quarter, 25 is given out.
That's Corey Rod. For the pool, you don't really need $100. It just makes divvying up the squares a lot easier. At the end of each quarter, you look at the last number in each team's score, and then go however many boxes up and however many boxes over to find out who won. Rod explains he's been doing Super Bowl pools for kind of a long time.
Obviously my parents put in my money for me at that point. I was only like 7 years old. But our family actually won every single quarter the outcome. So the whole family won $100. And we only put in, I think, 10 or 20.
Rod says this year he's got a small bet going with a coworker instead. They're just wagering on who will win the game. Rod's got his money on the Seahawks. And according to American Gaming Association President Jeff Freeman, they're not alone.
Americans will make $3.8 billion worth of illegal bets on this year's Super Bowl between the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks. That figure stands in stark contrast to the approximately $100 million bet legally on the Super Bowl each year.
Four states allow sports betting: Nevada, Oregon, Montana, and Delaware. But not everyone's betting money. Take, for instance, another YouTube user named T. Farrell Gordon from last year.
You're wondering why I'm wearing green hair today. It's thanks to those darn Seattle Seahawks for murdering my Broncos.
And some stores use it to gin up business.
Here's how this pigskin promotion worked. If you bought $6,000 or more worth of furniture over the last couple of weeks and the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, which they did, then you get all your money back. Of course, Seattle beat Denver tonight.
That's Chris Stipes from Fox 26 in Houston, Texas. The promotion was run by a guy named Jim McInvale. He goes by Mattress Mac. And it ended up costing him about $7 million. But in Florida, at least, all this wagering isn't exactly legal.
Obviously, sports betting is illegal. So are the office pools. They are illegal gambling.
That's Brian Konzvik.
My name is Brian Konzvik. I am the helpline director of the Florida Council on Compulsive Gambling.
Konzvik says with the prevalence of betting, the Super Bowl can be a trying time for people recovering from gambling addiction.
But what really people need to realize is that, they may have people in their office, in their employment, a coworker that is silently recovering from a gambling problem or has the propensity to develop a problem.
Konzvik says his organization is ready to help 24/7 for anyone who needs support, and they can be reached at 888-ADMIT-IT. So whether you decide to throw a dollar in the pool or not, stay safe, be quiet during the commercials, and enjoy the game. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.